Tomorrow is Seattle's monthly First Thursday Art Walk, when galleries all over town are open to the public free of charge. How do you decide where to go, what to see? The Strangers art critic, Jen Graves, visited us here for a little art walk pregame, and I figured she would tell you where to see some art, and instead she recommended you go see some places that may not be around for much longer.
The New Foundation, which is the project of philanthropist Sherry Benke in Pioneer Square, Pivot Art and Culture, which is Paul Allen's project at the Brain Institute on Westlake, and not sure whether that's shutting down or not. No word about what's exactly happening.
We don't know.
Platform Gallery, definitely shutting down in Pioneer Square. It's a commercial gallery run by Stephen Lyons. He's been in business 12 years, and he's going to take it online.
Let's start with New Foundation, Pioneer Square. What's going on there?
Well, the Foundation announced earlier last year, at the end of last year, that they were going to do a big project called Housing is a Human Right, which would be exhibitions, workshops, presentations, talks with a lot of partner organizations, too, including the library and all that stuff, to talk about housing crisis, displacement, homelessness, all kinds of things through the work of the artist Martha Rosler, who's from Brooklyn and is very an important American artist. Gave her $100,000 and something called the 100K Prize, and they began those programs in January. Last week, suddenly announced they're shutting everything down. Sherry Benke announced she's shutting everything down. Not any warning. Not sure exactly what led up to the way it happened, but the reason that she's giving is family illness.
So if I go to the Martha Rosler show first Thursday, give me some idea what I'll see.
What you will see is the exhibition, the second exhibition in the series, which is called Homeless, the Street and Other Venues. And it's a series of documentations, archival information about the show that she did in 1989 regarding homelessness in New York. And then it's updated for Seattle with a lot of information about here and kind of calls to action in a way, implied calls to action about things to do, about what's happening here right now.
Okay, so if I'm going to the art walk, I should go see Martha Rosler's show if you lived here at the New Foundation. You mentioned two other places that are maybe on the verge of closure at least. Those are,
Pivot.
Let's start with Paul Allen, Pivot.
Yeah, Pivot, we're not sure whether it's going to be an occasional gallery space and what occasional gallery space means. Essentially, if you ask Vulcan, they say, we're not sure about the future. That's sort of the end of the answer. But for now, there's one exhibition at least on the docket, and that is opening this week, and it's called Imagine Futures, and it's art that has to do with space and space travel.
It got a lot of attention when Paul Allen said he's going to open up this modern contemporary art and culture space. Were people not going to it? What happened?
Didn't have a chance to find out. It opened in December, and shortly after that, the staff members started receiving word that they weren't working there anymore on a full-time basis. And I think only one of them is left on sort of a project basis, as far as I know. But it's also very hard to get information out of Vulcan, so I'm not sure.
I guess that's life in a tech startup culture.
Or Vulcan.
And now let's talk about the art space in Pioneer Square platform.
Mm. That space has been running for 12 years. It's a traditional gallery, art gallery, where artists for sale, not run by a philanthropist, but run by somebody who's trying to make ends meet every month. And he has taken his artists online. He shows contemporary work, and there are three shows left there.
Taking them online, what do you think of that?
A lot of galleries have been closing down and taking their artists online, closing their physical spaces, and I'm not really sure how effective that is for the artists, but I know for audiences, obviously, it's a huge disappointment. We don't get to see the work anymore.
This is Jen Graves from The Stranger, and you know more about the Seattle art scene than probably anybody listening to us now. I want to know what it means to you that these places are or might be shutting down.
Well, I think we talk about the precariat, workers in the economy who have sort of share jobs. And I think it just points to that artists have always been the precariat, and they still really, really are. And there are various economies at work in art. There's philanthropy, there's the commercial market, which often, you know, sounds like an exchange of money, but really means that things are for sale but don't sell in Seattle. And so I think it's just an kind of looking at how precarious funding models are. And we have to really start talking about when wealthy people step forward with ideas, what is the sustainability of those ideas and what is the plan? Because not with Platform Gallery, but with Pivot potentially, and certainly with the new foundation, like those projects are it's wonderful when philanthropists get involved, and also what are the future of those projects? They don't have they have sort of had a shelf life here that's quite short.
That's a little bit of a bleak update from the Art Walk. Bigger picture in the future, do you, despair or don't despair? You think for artists who want to show work in Seattle?
I never despair.
Never
despair.
What a wonderful quality. How do you pull that off?
Well, I complain a lot and diagnose a lot, but don't despair, I guess. So, but there is a very sort of warm and wonderful show of photographs at Platform to close this moment, if you want to, where it's Adam Ekberg's photographs, and he takes these sort of plain moments in the universe and the world and turns them into photographical sort of magic. I don't know whether photographical is even a word that I would use in writing, but but it's these sort of bright little moments in photographs, and they only exist in the photographs. So they're these sort of sweet, magical little objects. And the work is really the reason why I don't despair, why I never despair. Artists keep making it. They're always going to keep making it. And it's very, very good work.
Stranger, art critic Jen Graves recommending you go to three galleries that might be closing soon. The New Foundation and Platform Galleries are in Pioneer Square. Pivot Art and Culture is in South Lake Union. And you can find out more about this month's Art Walk when you visit pioneersquare.org.